right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look,
you've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Fuck it! I'll fucking take all you want! I caught a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Well, hello, mister.
Hey, it's me, Scapegoat.
That's an impression you have not nailed down yet.
No, I can't do it.
You would have been better off attempting to do Michael Caine, and then we could have played it off as Scapegoat doing Michael Caine again.
Hello, I'm Michael Caine.
Right, and then you could have done Michael Caine talking about Hannibal, and that would have really sold it.
Oh, yeah, that would have been good.
But yes, as you could tell...
There is no Scapegoat.
There is no Scapegoat.
There is only Zool.
Have no fear, though. This is not a monitor situation.
No, no.
This is not a just mic situation.
Nope.
This is a...
Scapegoat had an appointment
with
a special doctor.
That's right.
About maybe changing aspects of his lifestyle.
Listen.
What?
We promised him we wouldn't talk about it.
All right.
What he chooses to remove from his body in order to...
That is up to him.
Life, that is up to him.
You're absolutely right.
That's his choice.
Yep, that's right.
Of course, with that being said,
he's not here.
No, he is not here.
I have to make sure I do all the things that he's supposed to do.
We just leave it blank and, you know, we let the audience fill in the blanks.
Well, I know this is episode 332.
That's right.
I had it. And we're calling it Edward Ninja Hands.
We certainly are.
And we'll get to why we're calling that in a little while. But before we get going on that... You can always be a part of the program in many, many ways, all of which OG will tell you about right now.
Well, of course. We're going to do the end of the show plugs now? Or are we just going to...
No, just open up.
So we'll start with the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
Mostly because long-time caller to
yes.
this program left us voicemail.
Are we going right into that?
I kind of feel like we should.
This guy.
For a couple of reasons. First of all, in terms of length of time calling the show, he might hold the record. He was definitely calling in the original studio.
Right.
We were still located in the original studio, whatever we were calling
it. That was Studio A.
Is it Studio A?
Yeah.
The original Studio A he started calling
That's
us.
That's right.
And living up to that Albuquerque...
Yes, that's true.
He's a longtime caller of the show. And last week we threw out there that if you had been to any of the cons that had gone over the last couple weekends and you wanted to call in,
any kind of show. If you guys check out some shows, there's a lot of shows going on. It's like con season now.
It is con season.
If you're checking out shows that OG and I or Scapegoat can attend or don't attend, because it's further than 30 miles from our house. Well, I mean, we get a little further than that, but you know, like if you are attending these programs, just like Doesn't Get It Guy,
right?
Call in, let us know how it was. We want to get the word out there about all these shows. Especially big cons are great, but we especially want to hear about little shows too. You go to a little comic shop. Show or a little toy show in your area, just let us know. We're always looking. You know, we OG and I do travel, and funny enough, we will actually, if there's a show in an area that we're vacationing, we will actually go check out that show. I mean, I do.
Been there, done that.
So it's not like, you know, it's not unreasonable for us to show up at one of these shows. So we want to know, you know, before we waste our time, if you're going to this show on a regular basis, let us know what's going on.
I'm glad you actually slipped up before we play this voicemail. We're going to play it in a second. Slip. I'm glad you slipped up and said comic shop, because I want to talk about something that's not a comic shop, but it is another category of place that you could call in about to tell us about.
Oh.
But let's play the voicemail first.
Hey guys, this is Jeff from Albuquerque. You previously called me out as the guy who doesn't get it or doesn't get it guy. I was curious. I've been looking online and I was waiting for you guys when you guys take a break if you're going to throw out that 300 episode show extravaganza that you guys have been wanting to do. Love the show. Just saw the new updates on the Batman versus Superman versus JLA versus Aquaman versus Lobo, whatever it's all, and saw that they added a new cast member for Aquaman. And also went to the website and saw that still looking to see who this scapegoat character is. And take it easy, guys. Just came back from Denver Comic Con. It was a really good con. Programming was a little bit off. They handed out the programming guide with no times. They had the rooms on there, but the times were not on there. So they have a little fine-tuning to do. It's their third year in. Neil Adams was there, Brian Pulido. Mike Grell, which was really cool. It was very cool, and the great thing about it is they had these super wide aisles. I'm talking probably 20-25 feet wide, which was awesome, because even when it filled up with 60,000 people on Saturday, plenty of room to move around. And the signings were with, if I remember correctly, Adam West, Burt Ward, all the people that are still around from the Batman 66 series. They had the Next Generation group there, minus our favorite captain, but William Shatner was there. And otherwise, it was a really good con. And they did have a podcast alley, and I'm curious, like, how they set you guys up, if you could talk about that a little bit. Do they set you up in a podcast alley, or do you sit at a booth? And otherwise, again, love the show, guys. Take it easy. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's right. Doesn't get it, guy.
I love that guy.
He's a longtime fan.
He really is.
I appreciate those
fans. It's true.
Let's address all of the points.
Okay, let's address the episode 300 thing, hopefully for the last time.
Right. Okay. So there's a lot of you. You're not alone, Doesn't Get It Guy.
That's true.
There are many of you.
Many of you.
Who still ask about the 300 audio.
Uh-huh.
And we would love nothing more than to share that with you.
However. Due to legal reasons.
That's right.
Due to orders of restraint and some other legally binding issues and documents, we can't even talk about what happened at the episode 300 anniversary party.
I blame Scapegoat also. It was his responsibility to make sure that certain things were checked and signed, etc.
It should also be said, one of the proponents of one of the law actions,
yeah,
the Four Horsemen's own Corn Boy.
Wow. Well,
so in respect of both the law and our friend Corn Boy,
that's right.
We cannot. We can't even discuss it. We're over discussing now. We may be violating the law and the agreements that we signed by discussing it even now.
That's right. So we apologize.
But that's got to be the end of that.
There are legal ramifications.
That's right.
And this is where it ends. Sorry.
So whatever you do, don't call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And ask us about episode 300. And don't, please, don't send any more emails to geekstuffog@gmail.com. Right. Yeah, don't send any more inquiry emails over there either, because we absolutely, and whatever you do, don't go on our Facebook.
That's right. Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff.
Right. Don't go over there and say, what happened to episode 300? Where's the episode 300 audio? Don't do that.
Shot reply.
And the last thing you should do.
@BKGeekStuff on Twitter.
That's right. You should not do that. That's definitely right. You should not do that.
So there you go. All right. Let's move forward. Scapegoat.
Listen. We're waiting for the artist whose name I've forgotten. Who did a scapegoat sketch. We put this out there either last week or 2 weeks ago.
I think was his Twitter handle, yeah.
We want him to do a really nice inked up version of the scapegoat drawing that did, and we will actually post that on the website, and scapegoat's bio will appear with it.
At this point in time, we're almost 100% positive he's not going to run off with any of the show equipment. And we'll likely, with a few exceptions like this week, show up on most weeks.
Yes.
So we're comfortable in now putting him on the official roster.
Correct. Yeah, you do have to do some time before you make the roster.
We vet him.
That's right. Big Rat didn't go instantly up there.
That's right.
He had to work for
it. That's right. All right.
Video production Tim also.
He did have to work for it. All right. Denver Comic Con.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things about Denver.
Although Doesn't Get It Guy says there was some snafus in programming and timing and in their programs.
Yes.
That sounds really typical of kind of a mid-level sort of con.
Although it sounds like it should be a relatively easy thing to correct. So hopefully if enough people bitch about it, it won't be an issue going forward. I will say, though, I'm a big fan of the large, spacious rows.
Do you know what that sounds like?
What?
That sounds like Celebration.
Oh yeah!
Remember what I told you about Celebration?
I remember you telling me.
What I loved about Celebration, and I'm talking about Celebration, the last two in the U.S. So not Celebration Germany, Celebration Europe Germany last year.
Right.
I'm talking about the last two in Florida. So I guess that would be 2 years ago
in Orlando,
and then 2 years before that.
Right.
Of both of which I attended, and yes, I have to say with 100% conviction. Two of the best cons I've ever been to, partly because of that reason. Was there a lot of people there? There were a fuckload of people there. But I never felt crowded. I never felt like I'm going to lose my life or my oxygen, not necessarily in that order.
They weren't trying to cram 100 pounds of shit in a 50-pound bag.
Exactly.
That sums it up.
That it wasn't San Diego or New York Comic Con on its worst days.
On Saturday, for example. Around 1 p.m.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's a really that kind of thinking and planning is great. The problem with it, it's not really a problem with it, but the problem is as shows like that grow, that becomes less of a reality. New York Comic Con year one.
Whoa. Remember how much room they had?
Yeah.
They had that whole big gaming section.
Yeah. And uh-huh.
You could actually go and like eat lunch like a civilized human.
I was one of the first guests at New York Comic Con.
Mr. Fantastic actually was able to sleep behind the booth.
That was year two.
Is that year two?
Yes, year
two. We were upstairs
was year two.
Okay.
Year one, we were downstairs. I was a guest at year one. And I had signage, and we had like a double wide booth. Remember?
I remember.
And that was great. And we had was that year two? This might have been year three. Did we have like the corset people next to us?
Oh God, I don't remember.
I don't remember what year that was. That was pretty awesome. Whatever year that was. But the point is that we have seen what happens when the con gets bigger and bigger, but the space does not. And San Diego's another great example. Just in the OG, you went, what, two or three times? Three or four times?
Probably four times.
Okay. I went like seven or eight times. And I have to say, just in the 7 or 8 years that I went, you could see the decline.
Oh, of course.
Because year one that I went, it was like, this is a madhouse. And the last year that I was there, that I said I'm never coming back here again, it was 10 times worse.
There was no lottery for hotel rooms the last time I went.
Right.
Well, I just called up a couple of hotels and I booked a room.
Yep.
I mean, it was, dare I say, easy.
Yeah. Of course, you know, you can find a place a few miles down the road.
In Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Plenty of hotels.
Plenty of
hotels
in LA.
And it's a little drive, but
yeah, sure.
But the point is that Denver Comic Con is probably, you know, kind of in its early stages. Even if it's an older con, don't be mistaken, because just because it's an older con doesn't mean that it's not going to get bigger.
It'll hit its stride.
Yeah, because the less people that want to go to San Diego because it's a nightmare,
right?
But want to attend a really decent con are going to start going to cons, big cons like Denver that are more local to them.
Sure.
That said, I went to a Connecticut convention that I thought was a con, and it just turned out to be a cosplay
extravaganza.
Awful convention. But the point is that, yeah, that's something that's, enjoy it now, doesn't get it, guys, what I'm saying, because it's going to grow.
All right. Let's move on to his last point, because it was in the news anyway.
Oh, right. Wait, Aquaman. Was that his last point?
Yeah, I believe so. I think we hit everything.
There were
I made notes. Scapegoat.
Yeah.
Denver.
Uh-huh.
300.
Yeah.
Which should not be named.
And then Oh, you're right, yeah.
So Jason Momoa has been cast as Aquaman.
What the fuck?
Now, let me say this. I have no issue with Jason Momoa. I actually like Jason Momoa as Black Adam or Darkseid
side.
Whatever the hell it is. But as Aquaman?
Thinking radical restructuring of the character of Aquaman. What do you think?
Confused by that. Not just nothing about Jason Momoa strikes me as Aquaman. Not just the looks, because clearly he looks nothing like Aquaman.
Right.
But just, I don't know, something about, I know Aquaman could be a savage beast, the whole long-haired, bearded, hook hand.
No,
but Aquaman,
it's harpoon hand.
Yeah, that's right. But I just, Jason Momoa doesn't, Khal Drogo doesn't strike me
as
Aquaman.
Are they going to pale out his skin and dye his hair? I don't see that happening.
I don't think so. I think they're just going to make Atlanteans
dark.
Dark.
Well, they are in the water and the sea a lot, and so, already the excuses are beginning. This movie is going to be a fucking train wreck.
I don't have high hopes.
You can't. How can you have high? The best case scenario is Affleck doesn't suck as Batman, and we get some more Batman movies that maybe don't suck.
Yeah, and actually, I don't have all the details here, but I think didn't Warner Brothers announce between now and 2017, there's like 8 films that they're planning on releasing? Yes,
calling it Phase 1.
2018.
But they're spelling it with the F.
Yeah, 2018 is when they're saying Man of Steel 2 will come out,
by
the way.
Yeah, because there are a lot of unanswered questions from Man of Steel 1, like, why isn't that murderer in jail?
Right.
How many thousands of people did he kill by having that battle in the city? And why the hell does Lois Lane know who he is?
All right, let's talk about other movies with sequels. Let's talk about Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Delayed, I keep hearing. Yes.
To 2017.
Ah.
They're saying that it made 50 million less than the last one.
Uh-oh.
Which means for Spider-Man films, it has been a steady decline.
Yep.
They have been declining since the very first one.
Good.
So what does this tell you?
No one wants...
Stop making Spider-Man films if you're not going to do it right. That's what it tells you.
Yep.
But
unfortunately, it doesn't tell Sony anything because unless you can say stop making terrible films in Japanese, no one's listening.
Here's the problem. I actually don't mind Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man. I've actually gotten over that. I liked him as Spider-Man. However, the disgusting force-fed amount of villains that we're forced to have.
Unbelievable.
The horrendous character redesigns and the shitty storytelling. Overall, you're killing the character.
Yep.
Spider-Man should easily be a Captain America, should easily be an Iron Man movie. But if you continue to treat him as a fucking gumball machine, dispenser, put a quarter in and see what comes out.
What sugary sweetness comes out.
Just stop abusing the character. What Sony should really do is count their blessings, let the fucking rights lapse, and let it go back to Marvel. That's what Sony should do.
Yeah, but that'll
never happen. But that's what they should do.
Yeah, well. And my guess is in that movie, we're going to get a rehash of these the Sinister Six villains.
Well, the Sinister Six movie they have not commented on.
Yeah.
So maybe that's going to come out in 2017.
Maybe that's dead.
Maybe. If we're lucky.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo, in an interview...
On the flip side...
Right, Mark Ruffalo, in an interview, says that Marvel Studios is again, although not confirmed, but is at least giving serious consideration to doing another Hulk solo movie. That being said,
And meanwhile, Scarlett Johansson is about to open a movie in several weeks, which could have been the Black Widow movie. But
Lucy looks fantastic.
But it isn't, because Marvel is stupid. I don't say this very often about Marvel Studios. Comic books, no question.
Right.
Marvel Studios, I don't say this very often, but when they do stupid shit like, we might revisit the Hulk, but you haven't done, I'm not even suggesting a Hawkeye standalone movie,
right?
But not doing a Black Widow standalone movie after her performances in these movies thus far.
It makes no sense at all. She has earned it. And as a matter, even if you wanted to make it like a Black Widow movie where you somehow reintroduce Hawkeye back into the fold a little bit or something.
Hawkeye?
But, yeah.
He should totally be in it.
That's what I mean. So
that should be their movie.
Exactly.
Should be her movie with a little him.
With a little Falcon of Hawkeye.
Yeah, you know what they said about this is just like Budapest. And he goes, you and I remember Budapest a lot differently.
There you go.
There's your movie. There's your fucking movie.
Budapest. That's your movie. Black Widow. .. Budapest.
Yeah, it doesn't even have... Just Black Widow.
Right.
Just fine. Let it... Just do it.
I agree.
You know? I mean, we're going to revisit... I watched Avengers again, like, a couple days ago. Just while I was doing work, I just had it on. I really like Mark Ruffalo.
I was going to say, that being said, because we kind of got off track, and not to take away anything from Mark Ruffalo, I actually think that he could support a solo movie.
Totally.
And I think that they could do a World War Hulk type...
No.
Movie. No? Too
only
big?
If they launch him into space at the end of Avengers.
Okay.
Which isn't going to happen.
Could somehow tie into the space world of the Marvel's universe.
It totally could. I'm not saying it couldn't. I'm saying they're not going to do that.
No, but...
That's an all CGI movie. There's no fucking way they do that. There's no way.
Well, anything involving the Hulk is mostly an all CGI movie.
That's what I'm saying. If you do Planet Hulk, it's all CGI.
All right.
I mean... How do you not? I mean, it has to all be CGI. Right. I just don't see them doing
that. Well, either way, I wouldn't.
I think they do another Hulk story, but I don't think it's. I don't think it's Planet Hulk.
I would not be upset with a Hulk movie. That's all I'm saying. All right, what else do we have?
Plenty.
How about fragile Han Solo and his busted ankle.
I broke my ankle on the Millennium Falcon.
I mean, you couldn't write a better Onion story. It's almost so ridiculous.
It's
the door of the Millennium Falcon fell.
Yeah.
And busted his ankle.
Yep.
And there's nothing else to say.
I don't think it's broken. Is it broken?
It is fractured.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He will be out for 8 weeks, is what they're saying. Is. But what they said is that it's not going to slow down the release date. They'll just film everything around him.
I know. Shoot him from the waist up.
When appropriate. And anything that they need for him to be slightly more action-oriented, they'll wait.
Yeah. The man's been hurt in every goddamn film he's ever made.
Right.
Do you know those stories? What's the one? There was one of the Jack Ryan movies where there's an explosion behind him and he gets launched into a curb and like broke his arm or his wrist. And he had like, he had like three herniated discs during Temple of Doom. And when he's on the horse and he looks like he's in the most unbearable pain ever, it's because he's in the most unbearable pain ever.
Right.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. He had, what did he get? He got like the Egyptian equivalent of Montezuma's Revenge. And he was all dehydrated and sick. And that's how we get the whole swordsman. He shoots the swordsman story like that. I mean, the guy's been hurt or sick for everything.
This is highly appropriate for Hans, for our Harrison Ford.
Hans Solo.
Hans.
In Germany. Hans Solo.
So there it is.
Yeah.
No other Star Wars news this week, I don't think, right?
No.
Oh, there's some rumors that the villains are going to be Jedi Hunters. I read that.
Ooh, Jedi Hunters.
So for those of you who don't know, the Jedi Hunters in Rebels are actually led by the Inquisitor.
Right.
So how that leap would actually work, I don't think
I'm
that's
not believing
the leap.
Anything.
I don't believe that's the case either.
I don't believe that.
Let's talk about Arrow Season 3. Some casting details have come out for some new characters that they're looking for. I just want to read one in particular because I think it's kind of obvious where they might be going. 20-something gent, major recurring character for season 3, handsome, enigmatic, highly intelligent entrepreneur developing groundbreaking technology. Though exuding charm and confidence in public, he privately harbors a tragic past that will drive him to become a tech-powered superhero. Watch for this formidable fella to be a love interest for Felicity and the rival of Oliver's, both personally and professionally. Ted Kord, 100%. Gotta be. They've already introduced Kord Industries on the show in several instances.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of tease that Blue Beetle might be making his way onto the show.
Could be Booster Gold.
Could be Booster Gold. Gonna be Ted Kord. That's right. My thought.
Fine.
They've been teasing it. They've teased it a couple times now. It just seems like that would be a really good way
totally.
To bring in a realistic Blue Beetle.
At least it's the Ted Kord Blue Beetle, of course. Which is fine.
As long as
it's not Ramirez Blue Beetle, no. Whatever the hell he is.
No.
The substitute teacher Blue Beetle.
So I like that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I love that character.
And then two more things I have for the news segment before we take our first break.
Okay.
Rovio and Hasbro have announced Angry Birds Transformers. Angry Birds Star Wars, I think, is dead. Yes, that was crickets. That was crickets. Yes. So, yes.
There's not much to say about an announcement like that.
I'll check it out.
No. No, by checking it out, you're giving it credence.
All right. I shan't check it out.
And with that, OG,
one more thing.
What?
One more thing.
What?
This kind of ties into our voicemail that I said I was going to talk about, but then we got into the rest of the news.
Oh.
So I went to a place that we need to go back to together, probably with some friends.
Oh.
There is one. This is local as far as I know, but there might be places. I don't think that this particular franchise is going to be near you if you're outside of the state of New Jersey, mm-hmm. but there might be places like this near you. Yestercade.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to the one in Somerville.
You did. And there's one in Red Bank.
The flagship one is in Red Bank. Awesome. Great concept.
So it's standing arcade games.
Old standing arcade games,
but they all work.
They all work.
And you pay $8.75
an hour.
An hour.
Right. So you go in.
Play whatever you want.
You go in, they give you a bracelet with a RFID, whatever.
Right.
They scan it. When you leave, they scan it again. And however long you've been there, that's it. You pay.
That's so funny.
Tons of pinball machines.
Yeah.
I played Tron.
Did you notice if they had Elvira pinball machine there?
I don't know if they had Elvira.
I have to call and find out. I was just talking to my friend Amy about this place, or about arcade games in general. And the reason I was is because I wanted to take her to this place. So I was trying to feel out if, you know, like that would be a good place to go.
Right.
But I know I wanted to go.
Yeah, I played Tron.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. I played Dig Dug.
Uh-huh, nice.
Because. Uh-huh. Arkanoid.
I want a Tron machine so bad. Did they have discs?
It was
Tron?
Not discs.
It was just a regular Tron.
It was stand cabinet.
I still want one of those. Wait, did the glow stick? Did the joystick light up?
It did not light up.
Oh,
so I think it might have been a refurbished joystick because the cabinet looked
perfect.
Perfect, like the decals were pretty crisp.
Yeah.
So unless they're reprinting decals,
oh my
somewhere,
god, I want one of those machines so bad, but I'm so poor.
I played the 4-person Turtles game.
Yes.
4-person X-Men game.
Ah, nice. Who'd you go with?
Arkanoid. A friend of mine's wife.
Okay.
It was her birthday.
Oh, and that's where it was?
So we went to this awesome tapas place.
Uh-huh.
Also in Somerville called Tapas Tree. And then within walking.
Wait, writing notes down. Places to go.
5-minute walk.
Uh-huh.
Dude, Tapas Tree, one of the things that I got was maple glazed slab bacon. It was amazing. It was so good.
I want to go.
It was so good. And then there's a short walk over to Yestercade's.
Uh-huh.
Played a bunch of pinball. Gauntlet.
Did they have Adam's Family Pinball? Or Terminator?
I think they had Terminator.
I slaughter both of
you
those
know what?
Machines.
I played a bunch of I don't want to call them shit pinball games, but I played a bunch of the non-super licensed franchised ones.
like Black Knight.
Yeah, like Black Knight, like generic skiing one with the lift.
Right.
Only because to me, some of the gitchiness of those machines is just so much fun.
It's true. It's very
that,
true.
Like It's like sometimes the license machines get so bogged down.
You know what
the
I would love? You know what I would love to do? I would love to take up. I would like to make a pinball machine that is just like a no brand. Like seriously, everything is just like black or white,
right,
and it's just ramps and targets and stuff, but no like coloring on it at all. I would just love to see people's reaction to that.
But it was great. It was a great time, and you know, I probably spent only an hour, hour and a half there, maybe. But that was more than enough time.
Hell yeah!
To play and read. I think I paid $10, maybe.
And do
11 bucks.
Do I understand also that they have, like, don't they have some console gaming as well?
They do. Yes. So they also have pool tables, air hockey tables. But they have four. The one that I was at had four couches, each with a big screen TV.
Right.
One couch had Rock Band. One couch had. Oh, I played Altered Beast. One couch. It's fucking great. One couch.
That is the worst game ever.
I know, but it's so nostalgically terrible. Because I remember playing in a laundromat. What I mean?
Did you play Rampage? Did they have
They did not. I would have played Rampage for hours if they had it. Wreck-It Ralph, the game.
Exactly.
They had a Wii set up.
Wait, hold on.
But it was Mario Kart.
Okay.
And I don't know if there were other games for that.
Oh, I see.
But then they also had... They had a Genesis, I think.
Right.
And like maybe an N64.
Okay. Old school.
Yeah, but big leather couches.
Yeah, I get you.
It was just a lot of fun. Great environment.
Okay. I have to ask this.
Yes.
This could be a make or break it. I can't say for sure. Did they have the Journey video game?
From the
band Journey.
I can't say for sure.
Okay.
I can't say for sure.
If they had that, I'm going today.
It might have been next to Galaga, but I don't know.
Oh my God.
But I'm telling you,
I was just describing this game to Scapegoat last night, and I was like, I wonder, somewhere there has to be a working version of that game somewhere.
They had the Terminator first-person shooter.
Ech.
A lot of great games, a lot of fun. But this harkens back to the voicemail.
Wait, hold on.
If you go to a place like this.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Let us know.
Absolutely.
Let our listeners know where they are.
I know we're supposed to take a break. Did they have that? What's the one with the crossbow?
No. I know what you're talking about, but they did not have it.
I can't remember the name of that game.
And they also didn't have any of the ducking shooter games.
I was never a big fan of those. That awful crossbow game where the eye would just come on. Why? Have you shot it? Oh, my God.
I played Outrun.
Oh, Outrun. Oh, that's pretty good.
Did they have stuff.
Wait. Did they have Spy Hunter?
They did have Spy Hunter.
Please tell me they had a sit-down Spy Hunter.
It was not a sit-down.
Oh!
No, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think that for the sake of space,
they didn't have
any sit-downs.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was all cabinets. But it was great. It was a nicely stocked arcade. Like, it was well worth the $875.
I so want to find a working copy of the second Tron game,
yep.
But the step-in.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh my God!
I don't know about the Red Bank one. The Red Bank one might be bigger than the Somerville one.
That's what I've heard. And do you know
on their website, it's
all Red Bank. They don't have any of the Somerville.
The Somerville one opened up literally like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
It's like brandy spanky new.
Right, right.
So, but definitely worth checking out either of them if you're local to this area or even a little bit outside. Because I'll tell you, the good thing about both of these locations, Red Bank especially, and Somerville's got some pretty great places.
Right,
you could easily kill. Some great restaurants near both places.
I hear Tapestry is a good
fantastic. And there's like a cigar bar right next to Yestercades if you're in Somerville. So if you're into that thing, you're
over there. Yeah, I want to kill myself. So
just saying, let's take our first break.
Cigars, really? All right, OG. We will take our first break on this episode
32.
And we're calling it Edward Ninja Hands. What?
We didn't talk about Edward Ninja Hands.
Oh, we forgot.
Let's talk about it now.
No, let's come back after the break.
Hello there, Geek Stuff. This is the mayor, Smack, Blink, manager, shopkeeper at Suburban Vinyl in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey. And yes, indeed, it is true, Big Kev. If you stop inside our fine establishment, you will be given a lollipop of your choosing from the lovely selection that we will have here on hand at any given time. Thank you so much, everyone, and enjoy this fine episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 332. Edward Ninja Hands. But first, That was a lovely voicemail.
Yeah.
Confirming what you have said.
I keep telling you guys this. Now, I wish Scapegoat was here because he is the skeptic.
Now, listen. I am much more comfortable now saying that lollipops will be available in the store.
The one thing that the mayor, Smack, all his nicknames.
Yes.
The one thing he did not say was that you have to mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff in order to get
I thought he said that.
Did he?
I'm pretty positive he did.
Okay. Well, just to reaffirm.
So there you go.
If you do show up at Suburban Vinyl in lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
Lovely Waldwick, New Jersey.
And you mention Big Kev's Geek Stuff, or heard about the shop Big Kev's Geek Stuff, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you are going to get yourself a free lollipop.
That's right. And of course, this would work really well if you were around this Saturday night, June 21st, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., Blood Type Positive.
Yep.
Featuring the Nemo platform piece. Again, I've seen some more pieces, and they're really good.
Yeah?
There's some really good ones. Like, some guys have really done crazy shit with it. Is it Jay Fury that made the bird? Did you see that one?
Uh-uh.
So he used the blood droplet.
Is it at suburbanvinyl.com?
No, they haven't posted them yet. Oh. But if you follow their Instagram or their Facebook page, you should like them on Facebook. You'll see something. But he took like the blood droplet and kind of turned it and made it into like the head and beak. And then he has this whole huge bird body. Dude, it's fucking great. It's sick. It's crazy.
Crazy.
So some great pieces this Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m.
Nice.
But of course, also, if you shop online at suburbanvinyl.com, there is a coupon code.
I believe it's Big Kev.
And that will get you
10% off your entire order.
That's right. So be sure to check out suburbanvinyl.com. Be sure to check out the Blood Type Positive show. Get yourself a lollipop. Let them know we sent you. Hopefully one or both of us will be there Saturday night.
I'm definitely going
to
be there.
Okay, I'm hoping to be there Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And that's it?
Yes.
Let's...
On with the program.
Edward Ninja Hands.
Yes, we didn't say what that was about. You said it was in the news.
I was in the news, and then we just got sidetracked with Yestercades and Momoa.
Yes, that's true.
Whatever, all this other stuff. So we see our first official picture, high-def picture of Shredder. Now, from what I understand, if you went and saw How to Train Your Dragon 2 this past weekend...
Oh, is there a trailer?
There is a trailer, and Shredder is... prominently feature in that trailer as well. So people who saw that trailer already saw this picture.
Why is that trailer not online?
Maybe they're giving it a little bit of time. I'm not sure. You know, how sometimes they give it like a couple days.
All right.
But there you go. He slices. He dices. He even makes French fries.
He does. He looks like Edward Scissorhands.
As a
samurai. So that's why I said Edward Ninja Hands.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. I feel as though I should be buying him from QVC.
This movie is terrible. Donnie
Steampunk Goggles and a Michelangelo can call him Scissorhands. Yeah, Raph. Who has the do-rag?
I don't remember. Raph, the do-rag, I think.
But Michelangelo has the bling.
Oh, he does?
Has the bling. And Leonardo has the bamboo samurai armor.
Yes, that's right.
So, yeah. I don't
awful. Get it. Just awful. Get it.
I want to like it. I want to be a fan.
No.
On much better news, the Nickelodeon show was renewed for a fourth
season. Oh, thank goodness. So there you go. Yeah, that one's pretty good at least.
All right, let's move forward.
Yeah.
We have a couple Kickstarter projects.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about a statue. Real quick, Skeleton Warriors is coming to an end in, I think, 4 or 5 days, and they haven't quite hit their funding yet, but they're close.
Okay.
So be sure to back that. Check it out. It's awesome. And if you have, so this is sort of a spoiler alert, but not really. If you've seen the season finale of Game of Thrones, how could you not want a fully articulated, can rip it apart skeleton?
Yeah.
How could you not?
It's true.
How could you not?
Is that a spoiler?
I don't know if it, not really. It doesn't give away enough of information. So go check that out.
Happy Father's Day, Tywin Lannister.
Happy Father's Day.
I enjoyed
the finale. I will say I enjoyed the finale.
Yeah, it was.
It makes me more and more excited to see what's her name, in the upcoming episode 7.
Oh yeah,
Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
As whoever she's going to be.
I've heard from some people who said that they have fairly good sources.
Yes,
that she is definitely not Mara Jade.
Or. Not the Mara Jade that we know, certainly.
Well, but from what I understood based on that was that it was not named, right? There could even be a name change in that.
I don't even know.
So I don't know.
We're just going to wait and see.
But anyway, let's go on to Scrapyard Empire, yes, which is almost funded. I think they're less than $400 away.
Yeah, they're really close
from hitting their funding, and they have almost a month still for their backing, which means that the stretch goals are right around the corner. So I know Scapegoat had a lot more time to play over last week because he actually had most of the cards in his possession.
Right.
But you had a little bit more time to play. I continued to play solo because I'm a loser and don't eat with anybody at lunch. Solo style.
You're a nerd.
But we've been teasing this.
My table, nerd.
We've been teasing this for the past couple weeks. This is, of course, Scrapyard Empire.
Yes.
So you've had a little bit more time to check
it out. And I really like, and something that we didn't, I don't know that we mentioned enough, was the backstory. You know, really
glossed over it a little
really
bit.
Rich dude, like, dies,
right?
And his inheritance he leaves to, or his inheritance, like all his fortune and wealth he leaves to, like, this contest,
right?
You know, that anyone can enter about building these fantastic devices, which he's designed from his scrapyard. And, you know, it's like, it's really, you have to see the video. OG, I think we should put a link to that introduction video.
Yes, we could absolutely do that. Yeah. Actually, I think that introduction video is on the Kickstarter page as well.
Oh, is that right?
So you could see it there as well.
So you actually, so there's character cards,
there
right?
are character cards.
And these, like I have Tom Rockefeller, which I think is an awesome name, by the way. A real estate mogul known for his horrible treatment of the environment. He's the only person to have actually paved paradise for a parking lot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And they give you special abilities. If you roll a 4, 5, or 6 after your actions, scrap one earned part and draw one new one.
Right. I think my favorite is, just because of the name, Seth Snupinski, the head of Europe's largest spy network, a master of disguise. He once escaped the famed Siberian work farm by convincing a guard he was a gravy boat.
Nice. I have one that I enjoy as well, OG. I have Tina Tightwad.
Sounds like Scapegoat.
That's not where I was going with that. A shy recluse seeking a soulmate. Her interests include collecting tea sets, dolls, empty jars, men's shoes, old newspapers, cats, and grand pianos. Hoarder. Her special ability, hold 9 parts and 6 small machines. Draw 1 extra part card if less than 9 at the end of each turn. So
let's give a quick rundown of like the game itself and what these cards are comprised of. So there are character cards.
Right. We established those. Then there are parts. Right?
Things like crank,
piston,
metal casing,
petrol.
Petrol, right. Gearbox.
Guns and ammo.
Right. The hull, I think, is one of my favorites.
Yes, like the hull, I have that.
Propeller, harness.
Gearbox, you said that.
Et cetera. Yeah, right.
Propeller.
Yeah, tripod.
So there's a number of different parts.
Right.
You collect these parts.
Correct. Throughout gameplay.
Right. When you collect the parts, you create...
You build machines.
Machines.
Right.
Right. And these are the machines.
Yeah. Biomonitor, transport vessel.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, you build components.
Components.
Right? Parts,
combustion
build,
engine.
Right. Jet propulsion.
Navigatrix.
Right.
Clockwork brain.
Right.
Those kind of different parts.
Once
lightning
you
generator.
Build those.
Weapon system.
You then take those pieces.
Then those pieces.
And have to build the inventions, which then tie back into the backstory.
Right. And what are the inventions have a name also, too.
The,
I can't remember what.
I have the dirigible.
Yeah. Strolling house.
Time machine.
Death ray.
Glove of doom.
Death clock. These are all doom machines.
Subterranean sub.
Right. But on the card, it tells you. So for example, let's give it a rundown. When you get the machine, the components,
right?
You need, like, for example, to build a transport vessel,
right?
You need hull, control panel, and gearbox,
right?
So you would collect those in the series of play, and then you would create that machine. But then those 3 cards that you used get put back into play. Yes, it's true.
Do they go back into? Oh, I think it's different for the solo games. Yes,
oh,
you're right.
Yes.
It does. Right.
And then, for example, if I wanted to build a flight pack,
right,
I would need the following components: biomonitor, navigatrix, and jet propulsion.
Right.
Right. And then that would give me the flight pack.
Right.
And I think, isn't the goal of it that we have to build so many of these things?
Correct. Correct. And then you win based on that. And
right.
So, I mean, I'm not going to give you the full rundown on the rules, right? That's not what the point of this is. The point of this is what we like about the game.
It's immensely fun, I think.
Well, that's it. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's actually not terribly difficult, which sounds like a stupid positive, right? Except that I'm a gamer. You're a gamer. We've played plenty of these tabletop games, CCGs, things like that.
Right.
I can't tell you how many times I've read the instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction wasn't, I can't wait to play. It was, is there anybody in this room that's played before that can explain to me what I've just read?
Right.
Or is there a YouTube video?
Rules lawyer.
Yeah. Right. Because you can't understand this. I found it I found it pretty easy to read through the instructions, sit down, and play.
But fun. Not stupid easy.
I don't
mean challenging.
Right. Challenging, but simplistic in that the rules are concise, clear.
Right.
You could play pretty much out right away.
And the gray matter, the world, and the setting, also something we're interested in, very steampunky. And also it should be said, OG, based on these character cards and everything else, And the way that things get built, you're never going to play the same way twice.
Absolutely.
So there's infinite replayability, I think.
And I know I've mentioned it a couple times now, but I like that there's a solo game. I like having
that's
the ability
a really interesting
to just
angle.
Play by myself if I want.
Well, you do play with yourself quite a bit.
You know what happens. We'll talk to that during the next. No, I'm just kidding. But that being said, definitely please check out the Scrapyard Empire. Check out the Scrapyard Empire Kickstarter. I would love to see this thing get funded and hit some of those stretch goals.
Definitely.
But check them out. If you do pledge, I think when you pledge, you might have the ability to leave little comments. Let them know Geek Stuff sent you.
And you know
just
what?
Just because.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what else? The art on the cards, we should say.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
Terrific stuff. I don't know who the artists are that they got here, but really great stuff.
I want those minis from the Kickstarter campaign. I want the actual mini pieces that you can get from the stretch goals.
Uh-huh.
And then I want to find someone awesome to paint them.
Yes.
I do not possess the awesome skill.
Right.
But we know people who possess
plenty,
such skills.
Plenty of miniature painter friends.
So there you go. So that's Scrapyard Empire. Check them out. Help get them kickstarted. And again, let's support the Skeleton Warriors because why
absolutely.
Not? Who doesn't want those? They're fucking awesome.
No, yeah, totally. And you know, we should mention also the Boss Fight Studios Kickstarter
Is that done?
I don't think it's...
I thought that might have... Did that wrap? I don't know if it did or not.
I don't think so.
Okay. That might the Vitruvian Hacks. Check. I'll post links
terrific.
To all three.
Yeah.
Let's move forward. From Sideshow Collectibles.
Uh-huh.
And J. Scott Campbell.
Uh-huh.
The J. Scott Campbell Collection, Gwen Stacy.
Woo! Jeez.
All right. So the first thing is I don't think that Sideshow has put out prints yet of this.
Okay.
And if they haven't, they should be hung. Because I want art prints
of these. I thought it came with them.
No, and there it's not like the Adam Hughes ones back in the day where you can get the deluxe
edition
came with the print. No prints. I really want a print. And actually, as crazy as it sounds, the Gwen Stacy print, I actually might almost want more than the Mary Jane. I think I like the Mary Jane statue more, but something about the Gwen Stacy print is just, I don't know.
It's banging.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You
know what you have to do? Find J. Scott Campbell.
I know.
At a convention.
Yeah.
He'll probably have prints if he's...
I haven't seen him on his website. Maybe I'll
write him.
I'll pester him online.
Yeah.
So I'll make myself
just
a
just be
nuisance.
Like, so what's going on
what's
with
the
prints
there? So we do have Gwen Stacy in studio. Of course, she did arrive during last week's show.
I know.
We had the chance to actually look at her a bit more. She screwed up my shelves.
Because she's
wicked
tall.
Too fucking tall. And I will say that I initially thought that she was out of scale with the Mary Jane piece.
Oh, but then you realized.
It's not. I realized. I thought about it and I was like, well, yeah, I know she's kneeling versus standing.
Right.
So.
Heels.
Right. I'm not going to lie because I had to know because I wanted to be able to say it on the show.
Yeah.
I took a ruler and I measured both pieces of MJ's bent legs. Then figured out what they would be stretched out.
Right.
And pretty close.
Yep.
Off by less than an inch.
When
you bring in the heels and everything else.
It works.
Or maybe a little more than an inch. I forget what it was. It was close. Close enough to say that they're definitely in scale.
Now, is this the last one in this line?
No.
There's a Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is yet to come.
Are you getting that one?
I've already pre-purchased Spider-Man.
Okay.
And they have teased, but yet not officially announced or released for pre-order, Black Cat as well.
When you get that one, will you replace the Adam Hughes one that you have?
No. I'll hold on to those two.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah, I haven't got rid of the Adam Hughes MJ. She's still up there as well.
She just took
a little bit back further.
Backseat.
No. Look, and it's up until now, that NECA Spider-Man statue is still one of the best Spider-Man statues, I think.
Totally agree.
I've ever had.
Yep.
And seen. And there's 1,000 Spider-Man statues.
Yep.
The Campbell one is going to give it a good run for the money.
Wow.
And it's huge.
Really?
It's big. Like, because like the base Spider-Man is like...
Hulk big or...
No, Spider-Man is in scale, presumably.
Uh-huh.
But the base is like... It's a huge piece of wall.
Wow.
How,
are you going to mount that?
I haven't decided what's going to happen yet. I suspect that MJ and Black Cat will move. MJ and Black Cat from the Adam Hughes line will move.
Uh-huh.
Spidey might go up there. We'll see. I have to see it once it's actually out of the box.
Right. Makes sense.
You know
what
I mean? Gwen, yeah. So, way fragile, which is terrifying.
Well, you'd have to imagine with all the bits of the coat that and the inside of the umbrella.
The umbrella is removable.
Right.
Top of the umbrella is removable, but fucking hell was I afraid.
Yeah.
Putting it together. The raindrops... nice touch.
Yeah.
They're kind of like splashing off the ground.
It's nice. And off the umbrella.
And off the umbrella, but also terrifying.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Terrifying because I am afraid that Spider-Man, he's actually going to move the more I look at it. That Spider-Man sitting up on that gargoyle, if he falls,
it's over, it's Johnny.
One of those pieces is snapping.
It's over, Johnny.
So great concept, great execution from the sketch, but terrifying as a collector.
Oh man,
I'm afraid it's going to break. But you know, awesome statue, definitely worth the money, definitely worth it. I hope they continue it. I'd love to see a Campbell Venom, because that Spider-Man Venom poster that he did years ago, is awesome, and I would love to see a Venom.
Sorry, I'm really off of Venom right now because they're sticking him in Guardians, and I really am upset about it. So
yes, he is really in the Guardians upset. Book.
Really
he is in the Guardians
really
book.
Upset.
It kind of makes sense within the
of
confines
course it
of the
does
story.
Because he's fucking space symbiote.
Yes,
I get it.
Yes.
But I can't stand it. They're fine on their own.
Yes.
We don't need to keep adding. You want to add characters? How about adding some of the original Guardians of the Galaxy? Where the fuck is Charlie 27? Where is Yondu? Where is Martinex? Where are those guys?
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, look, right now for the story, he's not going to be a permanent fixture, I don't think. He'll run his course.
Yeah.
They need some sort
of... two episodes, it's too long.
They need some sort of liaison to Earth because of what's going on in the story right now, and they've chosen Flash. So he's not really even Venom. I don't even really call him Venom.
I just
don't. I call him that guy with the symbiote who shouldn't be able to walk.
I just don't even want to
discuss it. That's what I call him. But anyway, so definitely check these out. I think you can still get her, actually.
Oh, yeah?
There's not a lot left, but I think you can still get her.
Oh.
So if you are a Sideshow fan, definitely check her out. Grab
Spider-Man fan, certainly.
Spider-Man fan. Gwen Stacy fan, et cetera, et cetera.
OG, a little bit of a Spider-Man fan.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
This much, man.
Just a little.
Teeny tiny.
Just a little bit.
But with that being said, before I ramble on any longer, the wrap-up music has cued me to the fact that the show is coming to an
end. Yes, I've heard it.
So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKidsGeekStuff.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Facebook.com/BKGeekStuff, over on Twitter, @GeekStuffOG.
And at...
BK Geek Stuff. And at ScapegoatGS. Harass him for not being on this week's show. Please, please send him salty tweets.
Yeah.
And be sure to copy me in on it because I want to see them and retweet all of them.
Yes. You can call the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And give Scapegoat the crap that he deserves for not coming to show today.
And you may hear yourself in a future episode of Because Geek Stuff.
It could be next week.
And you may. It's true. It could be next week. And I think that
good phone calls about Scapegoat. Liable to get you on the show. Just saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying good night, Casey Kasem. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Scooby Dooby Doo. I'm here.